This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. In a wide-ranging speech at the State Department, Biden said that diplomacy is the center of his foreign policy.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president directly addressed issues at the top of his foreign policy agenda, the coup in Burma, discussions with Russia, and relations with China. He called on Burmese military leaders to release Aung San Suu Kyi and other dissidents. He said while Washington is ready to work with Beijing, it will push back against what he called economic abuses and China's attack on human rights, intellectual property, and global governance. The president said he was also ending U.S. support for offensive operations in the Saudi-backed coalition's war with Houthi rebels in Yemen. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she regrets some of her past violent and racist rhetoric, but she's not specifically apologizing, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Hours before a House vote to strip her of committee assignments, the Georgia freshman told colleagues she used to dabble in internet conspiracy theories that cast doubt on school shootings, 9/11, and the like, claiming she was allowed to believe things that weren't true.
These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me.
House Rules Committee Chair Jim McGovern notes there was no actual apology.
She could use the fundraiser off this stuff.
House GOP leaders refused to discipline Green, setting up a vote where Republicans will now have to go on record as either backing or rebuking Green.